The program known as Real Work, Real Pay still depends on a government subsidy, and it actually costs the state more per person than a typical W-2 placement. But that extra money buys a few things. The state expects more employers will participate because the government will cover their costs. Proponents say W-2 participants then have the benefit of working in jobs that give them marketable skills instead of treating them like welfare recipients. The Department of Workforce Development's Hector Colon says participants will also receive more counseling and coaching to make sure they find full-time jobs.
It does come with a cost, but the benefit at the end is that now you have a person that's earning a wage, that's becoming a productive member of society, that's paying taxes, has purchasing power now, and so those monies end up coming back to the state.
Real Work, Real Pay participants will be allowed to stay in the program for 6 months. John Keycaver is a research analyst with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. He says programs like this have succeeded elsewhere.
And when we have an increasing number of W-2 participants coming back onto the program, you know, after losing jobs, we should be looking for ways like this to help people stay in work.
The governor wanted the pilot program to start with 500 people, but the legislature pared that down to 100 participants in Milwaukee, Kenosha, and Marathon counties. Real Work, Real Pay will begin in June and last for a year. The governor's office will then consider whether to try and take it statewide. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.